tour buses line up as the first passengers of the year walk down the Carnival Spirit's ramp to one of Juno's cruise ship docks. Excursion greeters hold up signs to attract confused customers who they send on down the line to their tours.
Raise your wallet.
Hey-o. Welcome.
The Spirit can hold more than 3,500 passengers and crew. Those not already booked on a tour walk on by gift shops to a row of kiosks. There, salesman Khalid Habash of Last Chance Tours is surrounded by signs for trips and experiences.
We offer a variety of shore excursions. For example, whale watching, helicopter tours, seaplane tours, zip lining, fishing, canoeing, kayaking, salmon bakes, pretty much anything that you can do in Juneau.
He looks at the cloudy sky and wonders what it's going to do. Weather in this temperate rainforest affects sales.
When the rain comes in and it gets fogged out, a lot of the air travel gets canceled, but that also pushes people to be on buses more because they don't want to walk around in the rain. But when it's nice out, they want to walk around town. So it actually tends to balance out. It's just not as fun for us out here.
The capital city will see passenger numbers climb to almost a million this season. Lorraine Palmer of Juneau's Convention and Visitors Bureau says that's encouraging.
Well, 2012 is looking better than last year. With the addition of one of Princess's ships, we've added about 48,000 additional passengers. So that's a pretty big jump over last year.
In fact, it's coming close to the record number of a few years ago when more than a million people sailed these waters. Palmer says some of this year's passengers are part of a growing trend of extended family travel.
So Alaska is a very popular place to come to celebrate a milestone event, whether it's an anniversary, family reunion, 50th birthday. Any of those things tend to be a real motivator to bring the family and friends to Alaska. So we're seeing quite a bit of that.
She says cruise ships are also bringing younger passengers, many looking for hands-on experiences such as kayaking or hiking.
We've just added a paddleboarding experience here in Juneau, so we're starting to see more and more adventure-based travel.
And that's a trend that's been going on for a couple years, isn't it?
It is. Our baby boomer generation is remaining and pursuing active lifestyles. And so you're seeing that translated into the shore excursions and the tour operations offered here in Juneau.
Cruise lines like to fill their ships, so they'll deeply discount tickets if demand is low. Ron Peck of the Alaska Travel Industry Association says that's not so much the case this year. But he does note some passengers' timing is changing.
They're much more cost conscious, and so they're looking for those deals. In other cases, they're just doing a lot more research on their own. And so in some cases, they are delaying their bookings, but we still get a pretty good feel early on.
Cruise ship traffic has jumped since the 1990s, inspiring business people to open gift shops and excursions. Peck says some didn't make it through the drop of the past few years.
A little bit of tightening of the belt and some operators not necessarily making it just because there's been a reduction of overall cruise visitors. So I'm not sure I would say I'd seen an increase. I would say I would see an increase in the type of experience, but not necessarily the number of visitors.
Back at the dock, Khalid Habash watches as the first wave of passengers heads towards his kiosk. He laughs as he wonders what questions they'll have.
A lot of people ask me what the sea level is, which is pretty funny. A lot of people ask me if you can see whales from the helicopter trip, which is pretty interesting question. Those are probably my favorite. A lot of people ask me if the bald eagles in these trees are real or not.
This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau's downtown waterfront.